The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. By welcoming all of the world's people and affording them unprecedented opportunities, America has embraced the most talented minds in all fields and from all countries. In becoming a true melting pot with few barriers to success, this young nation has become a model for others to follow. The United States has dozens of major cities, playing an important role in U.S. culture, heritage, and economy. In 2004, 251 incorporated places had populations of at least 100,000, and 9 had populations greater than 1 million, including 5 important global cities: New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, and Philadelphia. In addition, there are 50 metropolitan areas with populations over 1 million, including Long Beach, Dallas, Boston, Phoenix, Seattle, and San Diego. With no official language, English is the de facto language of the U.S. About 82% of the population speaks only English at home. Although not all Americans speak English, it is the most common language for daily interaction among both native and non-native speakers. Opportunities in this country are only limited by our imagination and our ability. Indeed, two of the richest men in the world, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, hail from America, and both started their companies from the ground up. But despite its success as one of the world's superpowers, the United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has major influence on American politics and culture. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. She first visited America in the late 1980s in response to the earnest and sincere invitations of spiritual aspirants. Since then, Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted many invitations from around the country to share her wisdom and knowledge on spirituality. Over the years, with her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has also provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the country. For example, in 1993, many parts of the Midwest of the U.S. were flooded as a result of heavy rainfall. Supreme Master Ching Hai's heart went out to these victims, and thus, she immediately sent relief teams to this region to provide financial and material assistance. In 1994, in recognition of her compassion and contributions to these states, the governors of 6 Midwestern states, Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Kansas, presented Supreme Master Ching Hai with the World Spiritual Leadership Award and also proclaimed February 22nd as Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, where the Oscars were once hosted for many years. At this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously to two charity organizations, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and the Starlight Children's Foundation with a check of $150,000 and $100,000 respectively. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. Contributions were given to the Virginia chapter of the American Red Cross, National Red Cross in Washington, D.C., National Salvation Army, Crisis Link, an organization to help the families of the Pentagon victims, and the Virginia Hospital Center, where many of the injured victims from the Pentagon were treated. In New York, Supreme Master Ching Hai's contributions were directed to the Salvation Army, the American Red Cross, and the Firefighters Memorial Fund. Additional contributions from Supreme Master Ching Hai were allocated for relief supplies. Our association members on site at Ground Zero provided supplies, medicine, and daily nourishment of delicious vegetarian food and hot coffee to relief workers. For rescuers who were in areas too dangerous to leave, the Ching Hai Mobile Meal Truck, the only mobile food unit at the time, delivered food directly to those workers. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation, the commendation of dedication and outstanding service from the Mayor of Los Angeles, and the highest honor at the 2006 annual Telly Awards. As an embodiment of true love, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. From the elderly to the homeless, the orphaned and the impoverished, and victims of natural disasters, all are recipients of Supreme Master Ching Hai's love. Everywhere she goes, Supreme Master Ching Hai leaves an indelible impression on the hearts of all those who met her or received her unconditional assistance. For many, Supreme Master Ching Hai's words of wisdom act like a loving balm that soothes their aching soul as they yearn to return to God's embrace. As a popular state of America, Hawaii is one of the most racially diverse places in the world. Hawaii is a land of natural beauty and grace. Hawaiians treat their environment with reverence and respect. The people themselves are famous for their hospitality and cheerful aloha. Built upon the foundation of ohana, the family, Hawaiian culture ensures the health of the community as a whole. With a culture that is steeped in compassion for all beings, the Hawaiians are naturally a spiritual people. Thus, through their invitation, as a reflection of their sincere longing to know God, Supreme Master Ching Hai visited Hawaii during her World Lecture Tour in 1993. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled Be Practical and Spiritual, delivered on March 27, 1993 in Honolulu, Hawaii, USA.
There was a great master that you know, Paramhansa Yogananda. He said, when we sleep, we are like God, like angel. We do nothing, we are so pure and so innocent. That is why. That is because we are in sleep, in touch with our supreme power within. We are at that time one with the supreme master inside. Now, but we do that unconsciously. But even then, after we wake up, you feel better. You see that? And you work all day long, but if you could rest for a few hours even, 5 hours, you feel already much better. Why? Because we rest in the source of all happiness and healing power, of wisdom. Therefore, we were innocent like a baby. Everybody sleep innocently. And when he sleeps, he looks just like a child. Even when he has just been murdering someone or doing some very tragic mistake like that in his life. When he sleeps, he just looks like a babe. Because he's back again to his loving, wise soul. Now, can you imagine if we do that consciously every day? Then we are more conscious of that greatest master power which is inside of us. And then we can accomplish more in life with less effort. And we, of course, naturally will be more happy. When we sleep, we have desire for nothing. And we hate no one. Because we are at the source of all wish-fulfilling power. Similarly, if we consciously, while awake, getting in touch with this power, then of course we are more consciously, while awake, while doing things in this world, less and less desire, less and less hatred, should we even have that, or subtly resides the hatred in our heart. That is only very logical. Nothing mystical, nothing difficult, nothing that we should argue about it. If we do something, of course, we have to know the logic of it. We can't just blindly follow someone or some method or some of any theory and then worship as a guru or whatever. No need to worship anyone as a guru, as the Supreme Master we are. We have this Supreme Master inside, and we have to know it. That is the only thing to do. If we only work and have no rest, of course, then we become more restless. And we become less efficient in our work because we get fed up, bored, one-sided life. But if we work and rest at the same time, like most of our fellow practitioners do, of course you'll be more happy. Because 2 or 3 hours of meditation equal to many months of rest. Because in that time of communion with God, or that Supreme Master Power, which is our original self, we recharge all the energy that has been lost during the daytime. It's more than when we sleep. Because we sleep, we don't know nothing. Of course, when we sleep, we don't need to be meditating or anything because we're already God-like, angel-like. The trouble is that when we awake and everything starts, every hatred comes back to us or comes toward us, every interrelationship between us and other people starts to breed troubles or unhappiness. And then, because we are not sleeping at that time, we experience fully the consequence, the effect of all this happening around us. Now the only solution to deal with this is that we consciously aware of that God presence, God power, which we are unconsciously aware while we are sleeping. Therefore, we meditate. Meditation is the answer. Meditation is sleeping while awaking. Sleep without sleeping. And then, we will find all the answers that we need to know about life and death, about how to deal with our daily life, our family relationship, our finance, business. Oh, we don't fear even the end of the world. We don't fear recession. We don't fear no job. because at that time we will know how to work according to situation without standing there, stamping our feet, or waiting for something that is not in our share. We'll be happy and we can have a resolution to every problem that faces us every day. We'll be happy in all circumstances. And many sickness, many sorrow will just leave us. And all the worldly desires will also gradually say goodbye. This is the only solution to every problem. The problem doesn't lay in only having an employment or having a subway not yet built in Hawaii, but the problem lays within our own discontentment, because we don't know what to do next in the new circumstances. And every day sometimes new circumstances come without asking, without us welcoming. So we have to be always prepared. And how we deal with them, how to be prepared, that we know with the meditation. We know every day, consciously or subconsciously, how to deal with every situation in life. And that's why it's the key to happiness. That's why we will be happy and sure-footed. And we never feel disturbed or want. In the Bible it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That means we have no desire whatsoever once we know the Lord, once we have the Lord as our shepherd. But do we know the Lord? We don't. That's why we have want. We like to offer you a technique to know the Lord. And that's a very simple and pure motive. We do that with our own finance, our own time, and our own willingness and love for you, for the world. We want to prevent the end of the world. We want to prevent wars and hatred between nations, between brothers and sisters. We want us, including myself, to live a heavenly life while we are here. That's the only motive that motivates us to come here. Apart from the invitation from the Chinese community here and the longing of the Vietnamese disciples. I think I leave some time for your question and I will talk further. Thank you for your undivided attention and love.
Would the practice of Tai Chi Chuan be dangerous in mixing with Kuan Yin method? Some people consider Tai Chi a breathing technique also. Thank you.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's a kind of exercise.
Where in Honolulu can one learn vegetarian cooking?
Yes, sure. You can go to the restaurant that I've been yesterday. What's the name of that? Ah, Buddhist vegetable restaurant. Ah. And you look in the newspaper, the yellow page, probably you know, huh? I don't know about the road in Hawaii. So also you can come to our meditation center and our disciple will try to cook you. Try to cook you well.
How do you deal with hatred in your dreams?
In the dream you don't need to deal with. It's only a dream. The problem is when we have hatred in this big dream, the real dream that we have every day and we should deal with. Every time we have this hatred for someone, we immediately realize it and withdraw it. That's very simple. We can't avoid hatred feeling sometimes. It is due to the so-called karmic consequence of last life or everyday life. But we root it out immediately the moment it appears. That's the only thing to do.
What is my divine purpose in this life?
Is to know your God. To know that you are one with the Father and use that to bless the world and bless yourself with happiness. That is your divine purpose. And it is the divine purpose of every human being in our world.
How can I receive enlightenment and be like you?
Like me? What do I have that you have to imitate? It's very easy. Whatever I can do, you can do better. So just get initiation and we'll show you how. You may be even better than me. I'm just nothing.
Master Qinghai, should we supplement our vegetarian diet with vitamins if we feel the need, minus the gelatin capsule of course?
This is too extreme. It's okay if now and again you swallow 1 milligram of gelatin, huh? Don't be too extreme. The point of being vegetarian is that first to rekindle our compassion for all beings and minimize our violent nature, which is inherent within us from a life after life, battling and struggling with nature and environment for survival. If we can't help it in some occasion, it is fine. And meditate more just to clean whatever little guilt you have inside. And that's okay. But there are many capsules made with the fruit gelatin, right? Yes. It's also not irreplaceable.
How can you meditate without your mind wandering?
It takes some practice. Yes. Just like at first you learn English and you bubble some Chinese inside. Or aloha language. But after a while, you just select what you want to speak. Yeah? When you want to speak aloha language, then you do it. When you want to deliberately speak English, you just flow English out. That's a matter of practice. So, we practice meditation after sometimes, and we're so used to with the effortless and let go tendency that we become egoless, and the grace of God will pull us up. And we have to do nothing. Just become very easy. Just like when we're so tired, we just sleep without any intervention of our mind or action at all.
How do we know about the Lord?
The Lord is within us. There is a way to know the Lord. I told you already. We will show it you. I have seen the Lord. I can show you how to see Him. At the time of initiation, you see Him. Some of the people get also a convenient method. And they will also see glimpses of the Lord. It means they don't get fully initiated. They just want to try. And then they also see Him.
You mentioned that there is still much beauty left in this world. What do you perceive the fate of this beauty with the current increases in population and environmental degradation?
Well, you can't say that Hawaii is very ugly, can you? It's still beautiful and clean, yeah? For many people pay a lot of money to come here and run around on the street and on the beach just to enjoy the beauty that exists in Hawaii. There are many other places in the world still preserved beauty is similar to Hawaii. So we can't say that the whole world is completely in disorder. Of course, the more we preserve it, the more we beautify it, the better. And the root problem is that many of us are not enlightened. We do things blindly. sometimes even with good intention, but blind. Therefore, we destroy many of our beautiful parts of the world. We could have sit still for some part of our life and think over, reorganize our way of life. We can only do that with enlightenment. Otherwise, it's very difficult to rescue our world from the surface.
How can I overcome inner anxiety that I can concentrate? Anxiety keeps me from focusing with a single mind. My thoughts are scattered.
The inner anxiety comes also from the outer environment. Yeah. We have fear because of recession, of the unemployment rate, and of the insecure atmosphere of our world. And also we have anxiety because of the seed of worry were planted within us many lives ago. In order to root that out, we must clear it from the time immemorial, the seed. We have to burn it out. And that we can only do by the light of God at the time of enlightenment. That's why enlightenment is necessary for everything, for the past, for the present, and the future. That's why our fellow practitioners, they have no fear. Just like this gentleman, he said, he fear no death. Death is the most dreadful thing for us, most of us. Still then, we fear no more death, because we die daily. We can experience going out of the body and coming back. Going to different heavens, coming back. Therefore, we fear no more death. Because we know dying is just like that. Just come in, go in. Just like you step out of the door, come back in the room again.
Regardless of religious quote, labels, unquote, is there a universal truth to know?
Yes. That's why I do not tell you to change your religious belief or occupation or way of life. Just know the truth, because the truth inherent in all religious underlying principle.
Is there a destination we should arrive at?
That is the kingdom of God, Nirvana. But there is no such thing as a stagnant station that you jump up and then you get caught under a roof or something. Our human language is very limited and powerless to express the powerful and the limited.
Am I in danger of not continuing to survive?
Why should you not continue to survive? I didn't tell you to die immediately after initiation. I am still here, huh? Sorry. And all my disciples are still here. We don't go nowhere. We stay here and get liberated from all our desires, our hatred, our unwanted bad habits. We are liberated already while living.
Should I survive spiritually if I do not follow a specific course towards enlightenment?
Oh. It depends, you see. If you keep to a very virtuous life, yes, then of course your spirit is uplifted somewhat, some degree. But if you would like complete knowledge of this Supreme Master power within yourself, then it is better to take a experienced friend to help you. It's faster, less adventurous, and more successful. Just like in every walk of life, every business, or new study, you need an experienced friend or teacher to teach you.
Please speak up. the light and sound of God.
The light and sounds of God come when we are in deep communion with Him, when we sincerely want to be back to where we came from. It comes like flashing, like lightning, like thousands of suns, like colorful rainbows, like beautiful electric shock. It thrills your whole body. It thrills every nerve, every cell in your body, and renew your body, spirit, and mind. Make you become like a newborn baby. You're innocent, but intelligent. You are patient, but very wise, very active, very fast reacting. And the sounds, it's just a kind of condensed light, more concentrated, more powerful. Sometimes if you sit in meditation after initiation, or sometimes when you're in very deep prayer, it can happen that the sound is vibrated, comes like thousands of musical instruments at one time, but it doesn't deafen your ears at all. It doesn't hurt your eyes when you see thousands of suns inside. It doesn't hurt your ears when you hear the thousand kind of violins or great orchestra from heaven playing the tune, and then that uplifts you to the heavenly abodes, let you experience different dimension of the universe, let you know different power which is beginning to emerge within your own being. That's just about I can simply explain to you. Otherwise, these things are not related with the human experience at all, that we have never experienced such things in human terms or in human existence. Therefore, it's difficult to tell you in words. I can just only invite you to experience. That's why all our disciples, they're so happy and so faithful. Not to me, to the teaching that I have brought to them, to the guidance that I have provided to them. If they look very devoted to me, it is because my teaching helped them. It truly awakes their own power. Therefore, they're grateful to me, not to this person at all.
Does the negative force get stronger as you get closer to your Lord?
No. It's not true. The closer we get, the less negativity. Just like the higher we go, we are further from the gravity.
Why should I or anyone pray to you when enlightenment is inside us always?
All right, you don't have to. Find out your own enlightenment. I'll be happy and congratulate you if you can find it. You see the light of God, experience your own power of wisdom, and hear the sounds of heavenly music that lifts you to the sky, to the different civilization, different level of consciousness, then it's fine. It's okay. You don't have to come to me at all. I'm just speaking to those who can't have them and who don't know how to have them. So we freely help you. No condition, no charge, no binding. Okay?
Jesus Himself said, "I am the truth, the light, and the way. No man can get to the Father except by me." He also said that He was the Son of the God. What are your views about His statements?
He stated the truth while He was alive. He said, "I'm the light, the truth, and the way." Also, he added, "as long as I am in the world." Okay? So don't cut his tongue in half and just take a half for your convenience. "As long as I am in the world, I'm the light, the truth, and the only way." Every living master says that. The Buddha said the same thing.
How do we learn how to meditate?
We show you. There are two kinds of meditation. The one complete, what we call the initiation process, and we take full responsibility to help you until you reach your highest destination, visibly and invisibly, until the end of the world. The other one is just that you want to try to have a taste, or you cannot follow a vegetarian diet, or you're not very serious about existence. Then we give you a so-called convenient method. The convenient method is that you eat vegetarian at your convenient time, and about half an hour a day. And the initiation you must take more seriously, and you truly want to go back to the kingdom of God and get to know it in this lifetime, and get to know it completely, liberated from everything. Then it takes 2.5 hours a day for meditation at least, huh? But then you can meditate five minutes here, 10 minutes there, anywhere you can, anytime you have free time. Or when you're doing some labor and work, you can always meditate. Yes. So when you just sit there in coffee break, you meditate. You sit in restaurant while waiting for your meal, you meditate. Everywhere. Mm-hmm. So the convenient method is for some people who just like to meditate a little bit, and are not very seriously, or don't want to follow vegetarian diet for some inconvenient reasons, or not that strong enough to stay above the beefsteak. Yeah. And the other people, initiate people, they throw away the beefsteak and they put the tofu inside, in its place. Yes, that's all. Yeah? Okay? And the initiation, we will immediately give you the taste of sound of heaven. It lifts you up, and also you see the light accordingly, according to your sincerity. You see dimmer light or greater light immediately at the time of initiation. After you have told you how to sit and just relax yourself, etc., then you get that. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But after initiation, tofu instead of beefsteak, and many other kind of vegetarian hams, etc. You can eat nuts. Hawaii is very easy to meditate. They have nuts. It's a beautiful nut here. Nuts is very wholesome, very nutritious. Some yogi in India, they only eat nuts and milk. But in our practice, it's not dangerous. Not requiring a very strict diet, just vegetarian because of compassion, also health, so that your body will be more able to withstand the greatest force when you tap inside. So minimize also the side effect while meditating, because it's a long road.
This is a long question. Many Christian ministers describe this period in our life, 1993 through the year 2000.
Can you give to me? I read it. Wow, it's truly a long question. He wrote a book here. Many Christian ministers describe this period in our life, 93 to 2000, yeah, as being full of troubles, such as earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, droughts, famine, storms, hurricanes, worse than we have had. Also children, killing children and their parents or their other family members, an increase in criminal behavior, etc., wars and rebellions. What is your insight about these predictions and events? Do I need insight on this event? We can have it outside on the newspaper. Newspapers, radio, televisions, and all this often broadcasting these news. This is, of course, a very sad event. But this is the last warning from the heavenly hierarchy, so that the children from the earth turn backward into their own safety, into the heavenly security, which God has already attached with us before standing down. This is our life saving. Life ring. Yeah, yeah. This will keep you floating on the water when you when you drown. Yes. Already attached within our being to save us in any catastrophe, any circumstances, bring us back immediately to life. If we do not rely on this life-saving power which is within us, no one, even God, can help us. That's why we are running around the world. Keep telling you the message of how to save yourself at our own cost, our own time, and our own inconvenience, in the hope that our brothers and sisters believe in our sincerity, at least try it and help ourselves.
Thank you for your wonderful company on today's Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of Be Practical and Spiritual. Up next on Supreme Master Television, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, right after Noteworthy News. May Heaven's Light be your shining guide.